Good morning to everyone. It's good to be here. God is good. And all the time, God is good. You know, to show you how good God is, God is in charge of all of this that we live through, this weather. And I just thank him that the weather did not turn quite as bad as the weatherman said it was. And you know, when we woke up this morning and we looked out, we saw a blanket of whiteness. But God made it easy for us to navigate through that. Because we could be like some places in this country that they can't move because of the snow and the ice. So thank God for we're doing as well as we are. The scripture was read for your hearing from the first chapter of the book of Psalms, verses 1 through 4. We'll revisit it in a moment, but first let us go to God in prayer. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, we have been blessed once again by your magnificence. We have been blessed by your awe. We have been blessed by your power. We have been blessed by your grace, your love, and your mercy. And we're just so thankful. We thank you this morning, Lord, that you gave us life once again to be able to come out to your house. You provided us with use of our limbs, our minds, and our bodies. And we're just so thankful. We're thankful for doing as well as we are right now, O Lord. We thank you for those who are sick this morning among us. We just pray for their healing and that they may be healed and be able to be back with us once again. We're so glad that Brother Thompson has made it back to the fold. We're just so happy to see him. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for our leaders in this congregation as well as their families, the brothers in this congregation, especially those who have taken part in the services thus far. We thank you, O Lord, as we pray for each and every one in this audience this morning. We're thankful for them as well. Father, we're just so thankful that you made us a way to come out to be in your house this morning. We're thankful, O Lord. Father, we're thankful for our political leaders, especially those who are standing up and doing the right thing and not making any rules or regulations that would stop us from worshiping thee in spirit and in truth. We're thankful for all the service personnel, O Lord, that stand guard around the world. We are thankful that one day soon you shall bring them home and we shall be eternally grateful when they come home. Thank you, Lord. We're especially so proud and prayerful for those who are members of this congregation or are part of the families of this members of this congregation. We thank you, O Lord. Father, we thank you for everything you do for us, and we continue to pray for all your blessings that they might be realized through your goodness unto us. Thank you for everything, Lord, in your Son Jesus' name, the one who went up Calvary's hill, stretched out his arms and died on Calvary's cross. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture in Psalms number 1 reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away." This morning, we're going to talk for a few minutes about how to stay sane in these insane times. We are living in strange and ever-changing times. We are living in times where we are calling bad good and good bad. Have we lost our sense of directions? Some humans have become as animals. I have heard it said that men are on the same level as dogs. I think I understand what people mean now. I say some of society are not as civilized as many dogs. We see examples of man's evilness against others as deceitfulness, and in the many ways we try to get over on one another. The world needs to get to know the Lord for the first time, or for those who may have left Him, it's time to make a comeback. Knowing and treading and treating the insane ways of the world for the same, trading the insane ways of the world for the saneness of God is the way to live in these times we mass. We must have a firm belief in God. I like to remind us from time to time that God is and always have been in control of this world and its affairs. He knows the end from the beginning. He is all-knowing and all-powerful and all-wise. Proverbs 21:1 gives us an example. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, He turneth whichsoever way He will. God knows the heart of man. He can even change the course of the mighty rivers if He wants to. The Lord used Pharaoh to show His power in Exodus 9:16. And in very deed, for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thy my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. God is in charge. I like to say that all the time, and it is so true. God is definitely in charge. This is why we should know that God has all the power in His hands. All the rulers of the world, all the kings and governors and presidents, all who are and us who are considered normal people also are under his power. To those of us who are believers of Christianity or Christians, if you will, there is a message for us in 1 Peter chapter 2 and the verses number 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him that have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. This is good news for those of us that love and believe in the Lord. God is our help in our times of need. He is our shelter in the time of our storms, our rock in a weary land, a hand up when we are down. God made us, and He knows us, and He knows how to fix us. Christians should not grow weary nor allow things to cause insanity and things of insane nature to cause us to fall from the grace and knowledge of the truth. How do we deal with this world and its insane ways? Well, the world is insane when things that go on that are going on right now. When we look at the numbers of people in our fair city here that have died and lost their lives to gun violence, we know that that's insane. But we have a way that we can live sanely in these insane times. Look back at the scriptures again. Verse number 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Stay away from that, in other words. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and His law does he mediate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But then I want you to note this warning. But the ungodly are not so, but are like chaff which the wind driveth away. We need to form a relationship or have a relationship with God. A relationship that does not have God is like driving a car without a spare tire in the trunk. You have no safety net to help you out when in troubled times. How does one get in this type of relationship? Through the Word of God. The Word of God is like a lamp unto our feet and a light unto my path. Psalms 119:105. What and how do we form and keep a relationship like this? As I mentioned, through the Word of God, through prayer, through the church, and most of all through faith. According to Hebrews 11 and verse number 6, without faith it is impossible to please God. Without faith. And I hear folk from time to time say, well, I don't have no faith in this or that. Well, you should have faith in the Lord. One needs an active faith, a faith that allows God to lead us and we follow Him. Having faith will allow us to let God work out what we can't work out. Having faith allows one to believe that God is God and that He surely is in existence. If we want to live sanely in these insane times, we must do two things. One, we must look at the Word of God and believe in God. We don't want to become like the non-believers. Believing not puts us in a dangerous position for one to be in. That's a dangerous situation. In John chapter 8 and verse 24, Jesus said, you shall die in your sins if you believe not that I am He. You shall die in your sins. To live sanely, church, we can't think and believe like a non-believer. Let God take care of what the world does, and we continue to trust and have faith that God knows how to handle the world's insanity. You know, I hear examples of insane behavior all the time, just like you do. People scheming on one another, people trying to get over, and I guess I'm in that class now, but especially on seniors. We must be very careful to our seniors in the congregation, including myself. We must be very careful and on the lookout, for there are always people trying to pull the wool over our eyes. And if you use the computer, that's even worse. The computer is even worse because they'll try to get all the information out of you that they can. They'll fool you into thinking they're somebody that they are really not. And sometimes we become easy prey because it sounds so real. It sounds so much like it's from the official person, but it's really not. We've got to stay in prayer daily. The psalmist penned these words that should also give us confidence in our text. Verses 1 through 4, 3, as I read already. But I like especially verse number 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That tells you a way to live insanely in these insane times. We should stay in daily prayers. I have heard it said that a weak W-E-E-K without prayer leaves one W-E-A-K weak. It puts us in danger of becoming a follower of the very insanity that we are trying to get away from. We should pray about everything according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 6. And somebody said, well, how often should I pray? Well, the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. And David wrote, he said in Psalms 55 and 17, evening, morning, and noon will I pray, and I cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. What things should one pray about? Well, as I said, pray about everything. That means to pray about our needs. Pray about big things. Pray about small things. When you lose something, pray about it. Pray when you are angry at someone. Pray if you had a bad day, you just pray about it. Pray if temptations get in your way, you pray about it. Pray for world peace. Pray for friends as well as enemies. Pray if it rains, it's good for growing our food and giving us water. Pray for the sunshine, it's good for us. Pray for me, I certainly will be praying for you, and pray that we can live above the world's insanity. Just pray. Just pray about everything. God is the maker and creator of this world and our lives, so who better can fix us than Him? Consider, if you will, if God is in heaven, who then is there for us to turn to than Him? God sent His Son here to the earth to gather us up, to gather us to Him. Why look for another to do what God is already able to do? When God has already, through His Son, brought salvation to us. So look at the text once again. As I want you to go just a little further, though, with me. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But the delight, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he mediate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that is, bring forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he does, he shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. But I want to go even further than the verse number 5. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now all you got to do is stay in the word of God, stay prayerful, and have faith, and the Lord will keep you above the insane times that we live in. Doesn't it make sense that one who already lives in heaven should know better how to get there? Because he's already there. He can tell us how to get there, and that's what he does with his holy word. So in these insane times, this insane world that we live in, God already have the answers. The answer is Jesus. Christ is the answer in this world of God, in the word of God, I should say. The answer has been here all the time. We just need to adhere to it. When I think about how insane things are sometimes, I think about, you know, I'm out and about quite a bit. And I notice how people drive today. There are no more rules of the road. You make the rules up as you go along. At least that's the way some people seem to think. But do you understand, if they could simply understand, the rules are made for everybody? And you know what? The mayor has trying to put a stop to it, because he's put up these cameras that snap your picture when you go through the red light or when you bypass a stop sign. You know, we used to like to do a lot of rolling stops at stop signs. But you got to be careful now, because cameras are looking everywhere at everybody all the time. And when you think about it, that's not such a bad thing. People used to complain about, well, that's going to invade my privacy. But if your privacy stops me from getting to where I need to be, then it's time to invade your privacy. When you think about it, I like that verse number 6, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Don't think that these people are getting away with it. They're getting away with it for the moment. But unless they change, they will have to deal with an angry God one day. And so I say to you this morning, in this world of insanity, we need to stay sane. And our saneness comes from the word of God. The word of God is sane in these insane times. So when you're getting ready to pray on your daily prayer, because I know you pray every day, And when you're getting ready to pray on your daily prayer session, you need to make sure you're praying to God and don't leave nothing out. Every little thing, pray about it. Every big thing, pray about it. Every medium-sized thing, just pray about it. Some people say, well, I don't pray but once a day. Well, that's not enough. David said he prayed three times a day in Psalms 55. And the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. We should always pray. Pray always according to the statement Jesus made. And then when I consider the matter even further, I think about how cruel people treat our children nowadays. Children are in danger also. Children are in danger of losing their lives just like other folk are, grown folk are. And that's not right. But this is because we live in insane times. This is because God is not in the hearts and minds of many out there today. If God was in their mind, they would be better people. Because the Bible tells us again, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So I say to you this morning, if you want to stay sane in these insane times, you need to look to the Lord. Have faith, trust and believe in Him, and continue. Now I know this week is going to be a madhouse at the outside if you're going shopping. So be careful. Watch for the insanity that's going on out there. And don't worry about if you happen to miss out on a sale item. God knows what you need already. And God will give us, supply all of our needs. Our needs are what we ought to be considering, not necessarily so much our want. And I know we all have wants. All of us want something. But we're supposed to meditate day and night on the Word of God. As I bring this message to a close, I want to say to you just one or two more things. When you consider that you got up this morning, you didn't get up because you went to bed so good last night. You got up this morning because God awakened you. He caused the sleep of your heaviness of your eyelids to pop open. And He called you back to life. And I thank God every day for Him bringing me back to life. Because you know I'm at a stage now where I'm not promised anything anymore. God will take care of what we need. God will take care of us. And sometimes I can get caught up in the insanity of this world if I'm not careful. Sometimes you can get caught up in the insanity of this world if you're not careful. But consider, if you will, the Word of God. For the Word of God can guide you and carry you in a direct and a right path. As I said in Psalms 119, the Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Consider, if you will, the Word of God when trouble comes your way. And I know trouble will come our way. When I think about trouble coming our way, I think about the little things that can happen in our lives, as well as the big things that can happen in our lives. You know, and when you consider the fact that God is in charge of this world, why would you not turn to Him? Why would you not go to God in prayer? Why would you not pray about things that you are in need of? Why would you not ask God for things that you care about and for the ones that you care about? The Church of Christ was built by Jesus Christ. And the Word of God is taught in the Church of Christ. And if the Word of God is taught in the Church of Christ, we need to live the Word of God. And if we live the Word of God, just maybe we can get into heaven. Because we serve a just God. So if you want to get above these insane times and live sanely, look to the Word of God, trust in and believe in God, and pray on a daily basis. You know, and some people like to pray only when they are in need of something. But you're supposed to pray all the time. You pray when you think you don't need to pray even. Pray anyhow. Pray when you're without ceasing. Pray that God will guide and lead you through all the troubles of this life. Just pray all the time. And if you're not a member of the Lord's body, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized. And oh yes, Brother Jackson will baptize you today. And if you are a member, but somewhere you walked astray, ask God, go to God in prayer, ask for forgiveness, and come before the church, ask them to pray for you that you may continue on a straight path. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.
Page 23 at Calvary.